100 years ago today, a soldier from St. Catharines died in the outskirts of the village of Passchendaele in Belgium after helping secure the Allied victory at the Battle of Passchendaele. The Battle of Passchendaele was one of the most brutal battles in World War I. The campaign was fought from July 1917 to November 10, 1917, and it involved hundreds of thousands of soldiers from both sides of the conflict. The Battle of Passchendaele has been described as a sea of mud, shell craters, unburied animal and human corpses. The Canadians arrived at the bog of mud in mid-October. According to accounts from soldiers on the front lines at the time, the stench of death pervaded the front for kilometers, making men gag and reach for their cigarettes to mask the stench. One of those soldiers was Albert Ryder. He lived at 62 Westchester Avenue, just down the road from where we are gathered today. He had a wife, Lily, and three teenage daughters, Susan, Violet, and Lydia. He was a first-generation British immigrant who came to Canada in search of a better life, and he was well on his way. Albert was 35 years old when he enlisted. In soldier years, he was much older than the average Canadian soldier. He trained just down the road at Lake Street Armories at the 81st Battalion, Canadian Expeditionary Forces. He left his family, went overseas, and became part of the 20th Canadian